This episode is brought to you by Southern Elegance Candle Company, where modern values meet Southern charm. Right now, check out their spring and summer collection with candle scents such as Celebration, Coastal Waters, and Farmer's Market, and our two personal favorites, Southern Sunshine, which fills the room with an amazing aroma of citrus and sugar, and Southern Nights, which is a blend of sandalwood and gooseberries. Be sure to visit secandleco.com and use our promo code CRUX, that's CRUX, for 15% off all regularly priced items. That's secandleco.com, where they lovingly craft each scent and city combination to elicit a fond memory to whisk you to a place of pure joy.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
And this is Key.
Oh, shit. Welcome back. God damn.
I thought you was talking about me when you said welcome back. I was like, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You
was about to jump the gun.
I was.
Shit.
I should have fucked it.
Welcome back. Let me see if I can play this. You know I'm a hood nigga.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, shit. You like that, ain't
it? No, I like the hood shit.
Every time I welcome somebody back, this is what I think about right here. This the one I really think about, though.
No.
You don't think about this one?
Think about the snowman when you think about
it. You don't think about this one?
No, you didn't think about dope and selling drugs.
I think about this one, though.
I mean, that one's fine.
Yeah.
I like
I gotta
it.
Go back to the other one.
I like that, but okay. When you think about me, you think about selling dope in your head.
Word. Okay. Must be an August birthday thing.
Maybe it is. I'm not really sure. Or probably because I'm this close to selling drugs so I can get out here and make this money.
Yeah, with these gas prices.
Right.
Shit.
It ain't, but shit, what am I gonna do? It ain't like I'm not gonna buy it.
Exactly. Stay
I have
ass
to
home.
Get it. I remember that shit was over $5 and I drive a Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get the gas.
Whew. But anyway.
Yeah.
You back.
I am.
How was your vacation, your trip?
It was good.
You know that was an unpaid holiday from the show, right?
Whatever.
Okay.
Pay me.
Alright.
Well, and not in gum.
So how was the trip?
We had a good time. I listened to the show and you was in here telling my fucking business.
Oh, I
and
did.
I didn't before I leave. I didn't tell nobody where I was going. See how you show out?
I couldn't
when
remember.
When I'm not home.
I did pause. I was
no,
like,
no, you ain't pause because you talking about, well, I'm going to tell it here. She can't whoop me. I heard you. You thought I wasn't going to listen to the damn show.
Oh, shit. Her husband here, y'all. Oh, shit. Nah, let me stop.
Nah, but we had a good time, actually. And it was like, it was seamless. No problems. No hiccups, no anything.
Did y'all fly down there? Y'all drove?
No, we
there?
Drove.
Okay.
I don't fly with my youngster yet. That's going to be something that I'm going to try next year.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, people still forever fucking filthy and airplanes are nasty. And I just waited a little bit. I need to get her immune system up a little bit more before I get her on here. And for her to be able to tell me what hurts instead of just, and I don't know what's going on.
Not only that, a lot of airlines messing up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked if y'all flew.
What you mean?
Like they're canceling flights because they don't have the staff. Like,
yeah, I mean, but it's not them messing up. They ain't got nobody to work.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. You know. So.
And I saw like one of the, maybe like a flight attendant, you know, like giving the rules and stuff. And she was just like, if y'all can fly early.
Like, oh, like
I don't
a
care
day
how early,
early
it. No, yeah. Like early in the morning. Like first flight is the best thing to do. If you can, go the day before to allow for the cancellation.
Was it like a list of like 20 things?
It was a lot of stuff. And she was,
I saw that.
Because it's like illegal for them to fly longer than 16 hours. And she was like, mm-hmm. Once we're done. There's nothing we can do about that.
Hours of service.
Yeah, like these crews have been on strike. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Like something, they go on strike like that. Jamaica got fucked up really? Not too long ago. Yeah, because the airport, the worker, they went on strike.
In Jamaica at the airport?
At MBJ. In Montego Bay. Yeah, MBJ is the air code for that one.
Yeah.
And I think Sangster, I can't even say it right, but whatever that one is, yes. Mm-hmm. So all the whole everybody in there on strike.
Wow.
They couldn't do shit.
Even the people that work that
nobody.
What's the Caribbean restaurant that's in the in the airport at
I don't know, I don't eat in the airport in Jamaica. The fuck? I'm going to the shit that got a dirt road in the front of it and a tin roof.
Yeah, true. But it's
and
a, it's
the chairs
a,
don't match.
But it's a homeboy. Well, my homeboy, well, not my homeboy, Blaze. He used to always go to that restaurant. That's in the I can't think of the name of
why
it.
Why you say it like Blaze can't be your homeboy?
No, because I'm saying it like my he my home, but it's his name is on the show. Like I'm saying, talking about somebody else.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's where he used to always go.
Okay, like,
I gotta
nah.
go to that's Jamaican hood or something, but whatever.
Inside the airport.
Yes, inside
see, now,
the airport.
Now I'm curious and I got to get it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get back there next year.
But anyway, they had.
Yeah, they was nobody wasn't fucking working. They sent out a because you know, like with my side hustle with my business, they sent us out an email and it was like sorry for, you know, whatever, but, you know, we're experiencing some issues.
I'm scared to fly out the country right now anyway.
Why?
Because I don't want to get stuck. Getting stuck. So the last time I went to Jamaica, we was at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, our flight got canceled.
Mm.
So we had to go back to the resort and stay an extra night.
And that shit's on you too.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have like, if you do, that's what I tell people, always get insurance.
Yeah.
And anybody that books with me now, especially after COVID started, is non-negotiable.
The people at the resort cut us a deal because we had like a tragedy that happened while we were there. So they cut us a deal and like, you know what I'm saying? They was like, well, we'll charge y'all $50 a night.
Was that then?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, and we had to share a room. It was like four of us sharing a room. But it is what it is. We ain't had to sleep in the airport.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I'm scared of getting caught. Because I'm seeing like, I got a cousin. She was like in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and she was like stuck in Arizona for like 2 days because they couldn't get no flight out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I
wonder. And this happened, and you know, a lot of I don't know if they're still doing that, but what airlines do typically is they'll overbook.
Uh huh. So back in the day, they used to do that.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're still doing that with all of this going on. I would hope the fuck not.
They would. They still.
People I mean, of course they do.
People don't switch up what they're doing until it's too late. Like just like now, people complain about gas prices and shit. But they still out in these goddamn streets doing every damn thing.
Yeah, that's true.
They ain't gonna say shit until gas. They ain't gonna stop going places till gas like $10 a gallon.
You damn right, because we just drove to and from Florida.
Happy, singing and shit.
As fuck.
Baby Shark and all that. What was that? What you listen to with a toddler going there?
Whatever. I don't listen to this ignorant mumble rap in the car. Now, her daddy listen to everything and
NBA
she
young boy
she
shit.
Be knowing whatever's on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But see, like when I'm in there, I listen to like here like 102.9, like 94.3. We got Uncle Buddha going on in my car.
Word.
So, because, you know, they playing like 90s R&B shit. Like they ain't out here trying to, you know, fuck bitches in the ass and throat baby shit.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Because she repeats all kind of stuff. So,
oh,
you know, like,
so
we're not, you know, doing that. So, and now she's in the stage of, I feel like she's a fucking elephant. She don't remember. She remembers every fucking thing. And so, like, the song can play. And you know how the hook goes, it's repetitive. And by the end of the song, she's singing it.
Where you think she remember this memorable trip?
I think so.
So, y'all went on a cruise.
Because like, I remember certain things from when
from
I
three?
Was her age. Huh?
From three?
Yeah, shit, I remember stuff when I was two.
Damn. I don't remember shit.
Like, I seen a picture of this, like, this toy that I used to play with, and I'm just like, I remember, you know, I remember having that.
Wow. It's amazing. Especially how long ago that was.
What?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Thought you
I'm
say
older
something.
Than you.
All right. Just checking.
So, y'all went on a...
Yeah, we did. This was her first cruise, and I've been planning this since her first birthday, so this is a trip that is 3 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally, you know, we got to do it. We this is our first time going with Royal Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a good time. Like, when listen, I have been on a lot of cruises. I have never in my fucking life had boarding and deboarding that fucking smooth. Ever.
Carnival ever. Used to be.
Carnival used to be hell.
You have to get that damn sign and sale card and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, and they do stuff, like, differently now.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I didn't know about parking. So I was like, okay, we could park at the thing. And I was like, oh shit, let me see how much it is or whatever, how that's worked, how big it is. Cause we sailed out of Port Canaveral. And then I found, you know, like other places you can park and they'll take you there. Like you park your car and it's cheaper than parking at the port.
Mm.
So what I didn't want to happen was for us to get there and the parking garage be full at the port. So I was like, well, I got to find someplace else. And two other places I tried, I found a third one finally, literally right across the street.
So y'all just walked over?
No, they took the shuttle.
Oh,
the shuttle took us over there. We parked, shuttle, put our stuff on there, dropped us off at the thing, and boom. because we had a stroller, we cut the fucking line.
Oh, wow.
Listen.
Shout out to the baby.
Okay, because I VIP every fucking week. I was so excited. I thought we had to get in that big ass maze. And then we got there straight up to the front like we had a fucking wheelchair.
Wow.
Straight up. I was like, oh, yeah, this is it.
So what y'all do on the ship? Let me tell me some ship stories.
Everything.
Ate a lot.
I don't think we ate a lot, but you know, we did eat. Like, we didn't do typical stuff without like her being there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we got to keep her in mind as far as like resting and whatever. So as soon as we get on, you know, all of the workers telling her about the ice cream.
Oh.
She loves ice cream. So I'm like, he's like, yeah, they got plenty of ice cream. I said, nah, no, they don't. I said, they don't have ice cream on the ship. And he looked at me and he was like, oh.
Because she's been wanting ice cream the whole time.
Oh yeah, she ain't fucking forgot neither. So we get up and we take our own bags. I don't let them carry my bags because of an incident I had one of the first times that I cruised. They lost my friend's bag. I don't let them touch it.
That happened to me too. They busted my damn suit. I did have it packed, but you ain't had to bust my shit.
They left hers in another hallway. So they never brought her bag. I had mine. I was like, okay, we'll wait a little bit. But we went, as soon as we were going down to get services, on that floor, I looked and saw her bag on the hall in front of somebody else's door. Like, it was sitting there, like it was unclaimed.
Was it open?
It wasn't open. Oh, it was just, I said, isn't that your bag right there? She's like, yeah, let's go get
it. Yeah, you know? That is weird. I remember that, how they used to do it. You would get your, and your shit just show up at
it'd be at your door.
And all them bags be in the damn hallway and shit.
Can't do that with the young. All of her stuff is in here. I'm taking everything. No, we're going to push it. And we packed it so that we didn't have a whole bunch of, we had two suitcases, her diaper bag. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she had her own shit. Like, normally.
Oh, y'all was just swimsuits and bathing suits all the whole time.
Well, we had two big suitcases, you know, like one of them we have like beach stuff on one side, and then like Mike had his stuff on one side. I think me and him had to share a suitcase this time because she, all of her shit, you know, we still have to pack like, you know, pull-ups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everything for her. We got a travel potty, we got, you know, everything. Damn. That's going. But as soon as we dropped the bags, we go down, we found the pizza, had us some pizza in the promenade that's on the inside. Shit looked like a strip mall.
Wow.
Set up like that. Got the pizza right here. We sitting down. Boom. We got to find the ice cream next.
What kind of pizza did you get?
Cheese, because I had veggie. And I think he had like something with some swine on it.
There you go. That's my nigga right there. Let's clap it up.
No, we're not going to clap for that. We're not going to clap for the swine. No. And my baby had the cheese, but she doesn't like anything on it but the bread and the sauce. She might bite it and pull out. She wants you to take all the cheese off of it. So that's how.
Just like crust.
Pretty much. But she don't want you to give her like breadsticks.
Oh,
you have
she
to
just want
to
take
you
it
got
off.
To give her the pizza and take all the stuff of it for her. And so we did that. They have a splash pad that was up there. They closed at 5 o'clock. I didn't know, so we got her dressed and took her up there,
and it was closed.
And it was closed as soon as she got, she said, man, we're closing. She ain't trying to hear that shit because she got her swimsuit on with and it's right here. What do you mean I can't get in?
So was it like another pool or something other than this?
Yeah, it was another pool, but you know, we would have to get in with her, but they had like a little platform that was like enough water for her to step and lay down and say that she was swimming. So we did that with her. And they drained the kids area. So that's why they close it early.
Oh,
they drained it and cleaned
out of there.
I guess, but they don't, no diapers in there, swim diapers and no water shoes. So no matter whatever it is, none of that. So we did that. We go to dinner.
In that damn water.
So our schedule's all the way off. Like, I'm tired as fuck because I can't really sleep how I want to sleep because I got the youngin' in, because she don't sleep in our room.
Oh.
So she's in there, and then the man, he's tired, so he's snoring. And I'm just like, mommy has to sleep. So once I'm up, I'm up. If it's like 4:30, that's why a lot of times I'm tired in the morning, because if she gets up at 4:30 and I'm up,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't get up that early, but if I hear her on the thing, like moving or something,
mm-hmm.
then I'm up. And it will take me like 2-3 hours to go back to sleep.
Mm.
And then I might have to be up again in another 2 hours. So it's just like broken up. So by the time the end of this trip, I told him, I said, listen, I have got to sleep. When we go, I said, when we get home, I'm going to bed.
Don't fuck with me, Claire.
Right. I'm going to bed.
How long did y'all stay gone?
We left on Thursday and we got back on Tuesday.
Damn. Big money.
Nah, we break
it up. I like it. I used to have, wrong.
So, but this was her first, going to the port in Nassau, they're doing a lot of construction there, so it looks different. Like, they've added on, it's bigger. So, normally we would go get our passport stamp. So, I thought I'd be able to get my baby, you know, her first passport stamp.
Oh, you have to have a passport for, Bahama Cruises?
We have one. She needs it for if we fly.
Okay.
So just to, you know, we got that shit right before she was.
But I mean, just for the cruise, you don't need her.
No, because you have to bring all your other documents.
Oh, like your birth certificate and all that shit.
Yeah, birth certificate and all of that. Y'all got a separate line. I ain't doing none of that shit.
Oh, but if you got your passport, you
go to a different line.
All right. Okay.
So that's what it made it
easier.
I need
to renew my shit.
Mm-hmm. And so they got all the stuff, so couldn't get a passport stamp. I got a resort passes for us at Margaritaville. And so that's a new resort that they have there. They were actually building it the last time me and Mike were there. So we went to Junkanoo Beach. I don't even like Junkanoo Beach because it was trashy.
I saw clips.
It was trashy that day. And I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back over here. But they were actually building the water park and the resort. And so we got to go back to it. And I did that only because, like, I know that it was only beach for us. I don't give a shit about none of these slides or none of that. I'm not even going over here. We're going straight to the beach, to the sand, so my baby have a bucket and she wants to go swimming. That's all she did. We didn't even fucking touch the water park.
So y'all was there on the ship for 5 days?
Nah, it was Friday through Monday.
Oh, okay.
We split it up because we drive half a day. So we won't have to be in a car all day. Yeah, so we stopped in Brunswick both ways.
Brunswick, Georgia?
Yeah.
My shit on there.
Yeah, right. That's all. We're going to the hotel. We're going to eat and we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it was a good time. Nassau was good. What did we do there? Well, of course, we did a typical thing.
Y'all,
the girl sold me the rum cake so hard, she gave me the wrong one. Thankfully, it was good, but that ain't the one you had on the tray, ma'am. Mm. And I didn't realize it till we got back to Georgia. I had the wrong damn cake. Mm. So, whatever. And I tried to go to the ice cream shop while we're there, because that's what my youngin likes, to get it got something called C is for Cookie, and it's pretty much just a blue cookies and cream. If y'all there, going to a place that got an ice cream shop, it's upstairs.
That's outside someplace on the ship? On the
yeah,
island.
It's on. It's in downtown. It's on Bay Street.
I ain't going to no what? Island stuff.
Why?
I spend all my money to be on the ship, and I'm going to eat them out of house and fucking home. I'm going to eat every damn thing. They still do midnight buffet?
But see, they don't. This is Royal Caribbean.
Oh, that's just Carnival land.
Carnival do all the hood shit.
What? Whoa. Midnight buffet hood?
Yeah. They got this stuff for everybody. Y'all drunk? Y'all going to party? Come on down, get you something to eat. Royal Caribbean, like, take y'all asses to bed.
Oh.
Go to sleep.
What about the casino?
I didn't. I walked through the casino, but I didn't go in there.
Did the hubby go to the casino?
Nah, he played there. Yeah, he went.
Okay. All right.
He went there every night because that was his thing to do, you know. By himself.
Yeah. What was your thing to do by yourself?
The one thing I did by myself was I went to a show.
Oh, did you get a massage? You got a massage?
No, I didn't get a massage. I ain't big on strangers touching me. I ain't never been that way.
I am.
Yeah, don't put your hands on me and all kind of stuff and
Stranger Things.
And then the problem with that
is
I can't get the man to give me a massage because boy, I always take it too far. It's just like my hip hurts.
As he should.
My hip is hurting.
Next thing you know, he's spreading your cheeks.
See?
That's what he's supposed to do. That's his husband. He's signed in front of you.
And then he's
signed in front of family and the Lord.
He tells me, he said, you just don't understand.
That's a part of the plan.
He said, you just don't get it.
You ain't read the fine print, did it? All massages in coitus. Yep.
Apparently. He told me happy ending? no. He do that every time. And I'm just like, yo, like I can't. No. It's just. Unless I know what I'm going into if I let him do that.
Yep.
So, you know.
At least part of your leg will feel better.
Perfect Day is perfect day. Coco Key is their private island that they own. Most of the cruise lines have one that they own that they take you to.
Oh, okay.
So like Carnival has Princess Keys and shit, what's the other one? It starts with the H, I think, and I've been to that one. I can't remember it. But it's a tender port and I don't like those.
What is tender?
So you have to, it doesn't pull into up to shore.
Oh, you gotta get on a little boat.
You gotta take a little boat and go. I don't like those.
Why you don't like little boats?
I just don't like the fact I got to get off the ship, get on the boat to go, you know, to go over there. Because now,
what
this
if you
had,
what if they let
much.
You drive the boat? No,
nah,
that's
I
a
mean,
corny joke. Corny
nah,
joke.
We not no, it, nah, we're not doing that. But Perfect Day was very nice. I rented a beach bed there. Same,
was it expensive?
What's expensive?
$12.
Yeah, it was. it was expensive then. It was like $200.
What? $200? I don't give a damn if it was pesos. This just sound fool as hell.
No, it was worth it though. Because, you know, like you get your beach bed cabana, they give you two lounge chairs.
My regular bed in my house ain't worth $200.
They give you a cooler. with ice and water. And the bed that I chose was right there by the snack shack. You can get up and go get your food right here. Was
it snacks at astronomical prices also?
No, that's included.
Oh, free snacks.
Because it's not free. It's included. You've paid
for it. It's included in the
$200. It's included in your ship fare because this is, so this is their island. So you eat like you're on the ship.
So I can eat how many snacks I want?
Right.
Okay, now the $200 sounds reasonable now.
And then, you have the waiter, they'll come to the beach to take your order and bring your shit back.
Oh, you can get like drinks and shit?
Yeah.
How many Bahama Mamas did you get?
I didn't have one Bahama Mama.
Why not?
Not one.
You was in the Bahamas.
I was.
And you a mama.
You know what?
Wow.
I fumbled the ball on that.
You fumbled
shit.
The ball.
I was supposed to get one. But it wasn't about me though. This was my baby's birthday, and then while we were there, perfect day, it was Father's Day. So it's about the man.
How many Bahama Mamas did he get?
He had several beers and drinks. He had some shit called like monkey shoulder or some shit like
that. Okay, I'm about to say now, you don't go on a vacation in the Bahamas and you drink fucking beer.
No,
you gotta drink
shit. No, you drink the local beer.
Red Stripe is horrible.
No, Red Stripe is Jamaican.
It's still horrible.
But that's not what they have.
So
in the Bahamas
ain't Jamaica?
No.
Oh, I thought all of them was the same. Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica.
Oh, they got their own flags. You gonna get fucked up.
Trinidad and Tobago is Jamaica.
Okay.
The Bahamas, Jamaica.
That's Jamaica too.
Barbados. Jamaica.
No.
All of them Jamaica.
That's not how it works.
All of them where Bob Marley come from, Mom.
And then one of the guys actually helped us carry her stroller because we were looking around. I was like, how do we get to, because they switched my reservation because I was supposed to be on South Beach. They moved me to Breezy Bay. So I'm like,
this nigga here?
Where is that? And so I was like, so can you tell? He was like, oh, it's over here. So we pushed and he was like, can you get? So I got the bag and him and Mike got the front of the stroller. We carrying Makai over to
a damn queen.
Yes.
Like the princess she is.
Absolutely. Please fucking know her.
It was Jamaican.
Huh?
He was Jamaican?
No, he was from someplace else. You know the people that work on the cruise lines are from like all kind of countries.
Like Italian or something.
But he helped us over there.
Keep talking.
He helped us over there. And he actually came back and he brought her, because they'll have like those themed cups and all kind of things that'll be like, they want you to buy them for like $20 and then they be like, ooh, your refill will be like $2 the whole time, or you get free refills the whole time that you're here and all kind of stuff. So we were actually in the ocean and he came back and he was like, I thought he was bringing like an order. And I told him, I said, oh no, that's not us. And then I said, oh yeah, he was looking for my baby because he brought her a cup back with the like a virgin strawberry daiquiri drink in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turn up.
Yeah, for her birthday. Out here because she friendly, got manners, being nice and getting free drinks.
Speaking of birthdays.
Yeah.
It was her birthday.
It was.
Happy birthday to him.
Yeah, she's 3 years old.
I care.
June 20th.
Shout out to June 20th.
And so after,
So you can celebrate Juneteenth.
She was actually supposed to come on. Okay, so my due date was June 23rd. June 22nd. And I went into labor June 19th. She was supposed to
be
here that day.
Freed from the slavery of your womb while we were getting freed.
She would have been freed from the privilege of having been in my womb.
Good comeback. Way to get me in line.
Yes.
Yeah.
The privilege of having done so.
So y'all had a birthday party?
We did. Okay, so Monday was her birthday. That was the day we came back. And on the way back home, we stopped in Jacksonville and went to a Jacksonville Zoo. So I got my Mamasaurus shirt on. Oh, we were dinosaurs.
Oh.
Because it was her little...
they had dinosaurs out there?
Nah, three rakes. That was the theme for her birthday.
Three rakes. Wow.
And she actually likes dinosaurs and she'll tell you which one is which.
What?
Right.
I was, when the first Jurassic Park came out, I was scared because that shit looked too real. I ain't want to fuck with no dinosaurs. I still be looking behind my back for a velociraptor.
T-Rex, Brontosaurus, Bronchosaurus.
All that shit.
That Triceratops. And we was watching something, Dinosaur Train on PBS yesterday.
You think there's a Triceratops bottoms? No? That's corny. Go ahead, continue.
And I thought all of the ones that fly, I thought they were pterodactyls.
Yeah. Just like all island people, Jamaican. Go ahead. Continue.
Right. But anyway, because I don't know fucking dinosaurs and people that weren't there with dinosaurs naming them and shit, but I digress. And Dinosaur Train, so that show is about the pteranodons. I thought they were pterodactyls. And then they said whatever they were when it comes on. So it's a pteranodon family that has one egg that doesn't belong to them. That's the fucking T-Rex. And they're raising them together.
Who's that on?
Dinosaur Train on PBS Kids. It's a cartoon.
Oh, I thought you was talking about some real shit. I was like, hold on, what the fuck? This crossed the line. I ain't knew what the hell was going on.
And then, you know, while we're, and you know, the thing about being out of town when doing stuff, you got to find a birthday cake because she knows that that's what it is. And she's so fucking smart. It's ridiculous. I ain't even got the time to tell you. But we went to Publix, got her a cake and candles, and we did that.
Did y'all get a sub or some chicken?
Nah, we didn't.
Oh.
We were going to go to a restaurant, you know, to get like a good meal, but she was kind of, she was turned up, and I said, you know what, we're just going to go pick up something and take it back because I'm not in the mood for that.
What? So at what point do did my gifts come into play? By gifts, I mean these two cupcakes right here, cuz.
Well, she said something about a party. She's never had a birthday party.
Okay.
I put this shit together Wednesday morning.
Me and her got something.
And I was like, okay, I can do something real quick. And went to the Dollar Tree. And did my luxury shopping and got everything I needed that afternoon. And boom, a whole ass birthday party born.
These homemade Jones, right? Yeah,
they are. Word. We had movie night at the house last night.
I feel like.
With some of her little friends.
Shout out to your baby for making it to the right age of three. But I feel like these cupcakes, I deserve them. Because I done lost like 13 pounds.
Come on, 13 pounds? 13,
you know what I'm saying? 13 ghosts, is, you know.
You know, and that's what
somebody
Mike said.
Somebody hear me?
I said, I'm going to take Brendan these cupcakes. And he was like, I thought he was trying to lose weight. I
Mike
said,
know. He know.
I said, yeah, he is, but he like cake, though.
I deserve the cake. Yeah, so I'm going to eat the. I ain't had nothing to eat all day anyway, too, so shit, fuck it.
And that's homemade. It's pound cake.
Pound cake.
And the icing, too.
Word.
But let's get into this show last week because I wasn't here.
Okay.
You had some company.
I did. Now don't
Lakes
ask me what
LAT.
Don't ask me what happened, what was said, because I will forget what we say today here when you leave. So but yeah, Lakes and LAT, they starting a new podcast called Just Got Laid.
Yeah, and they were here when I got here looking all cute and shit.
That was done.
He didn't even tell us we was having company.
I mean, technically
they wasn't supposed, they was gone. They was supposed to be finished.
Well, technically it was supposed to be. I try to time it to where people leaving out when people coming in.
But they was having a good time.
Yeah.
And then you tried to chastise me for being, what, 2-3 minutes tardy this morning?
You was a whole 5 minutes late.
You mind your business, okay?
If you show up to your day job like that, you'll get an occurrence.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually right later than that. That's what I told him. I said, if y'all fired me, I said, I understand. It's all good.
That's shout out to underscore just tree. She have to go into her office, and she was like, they get a 15-minute grace period to be late. I thought that shit was unheard of. And then she was like, and I still be late. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I still would be. You know, it's different things that I have going on. Like, I tried to leave, and then, you know, my baby wanted to go too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's that. I have to allow a few minutes for that, for me to, you know, I'll be right back. All right, we'll do this and hug and kiss. And then today I had to tell her, well, you daddy gonna give you a surprise. She was like, no, I won't. She's still holding my hand at the door. And he looked at me. He said, what is this? I said, a Twix. She literally let go of my hand, and she was pushing me out the door. She like, said, see you later, mommy.
Give me this.
All right, bye-bye.
Was it left Twix or right Twix?
One of them. It don't matter.
Word.
So, but that's the one that she likes now because she's into chocolate. Like any kind, hard candy, suckers and all of that, she fucking with.
She threw
it.
She off that. Yeah, see, me and her can get along because I don't really fuck with that like that. Cause
chocolate, that's her thing.
Give me a Snicker.
Snickers, I tried that. She don't like Snickers.
Almond Joy, Mounds.
Almond Joys. I like the nuts.
Mike, come get your wife. She over here wilding, cuz. Come get her.
No, I haven't tried that yet because I don't know. You know, coconut, she hasn't had yet.
Oh yeah, she might be allergic.
Right. So I don't know about that. But Twix is the one that she likes, and she likes like the regular, you know, straight Hershey's chocolate bar.
Reese's.
I haven't tried that yet.
Is she allergic to peanut butter?
She is not. Now, I did certain things when she was a baby to test things out, yeah, and to make sure. And I'm just like, I don't even know if how this works. If I give you a little bit now, you might get, you know, acclimated to it to where you don't have these allergies. But I tried all that shit, peanut butter, almonds, walnuts.
Yeah, give me
something. She likes all of that.
Chocolate, good peanut butter.
You like Mr. Goodbar?
Mr. Goodbar.
That got peanuts in it. It's the chocolate bar with peanuts.
Oh, it's like a Hershey's but with nuts in it, with the yellow.
Peanuts in it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get a good Mr. Goodbar.
I'll bring you that next week because I tried.
It don't got the nougat in there. Sometimes the caramel can be a little bit too much for the chewing pleasure.
So I had the concession stand for my movie night because we got the blow up screen to go outside. That's how we did it.
Okay.
I told everybody it was a Dynamite movie night.
So y'all watched dinosaur shit?
No, we actually watched
the bootleg of
the Lion King.
Oh.
And so anybody that's doing this outside, apparently Disney Plus has some type of setting to where you can't turn this shit up really loud. Oh. And we thought something was wrong with the sound on our thing. And I'm just like, well, what's going on? So
they know what you're trying to do.
Right. So Mike went out, he left and went to go buy a speaker while the movie playing. Like, fuck that, not my baby party. Got it, brought the speaker back, plugged it up, still wasn't doing the same thing. Y'all went just in the house, changed what we were doing, turned on Tidal, had Breezy blasting through there. So, and then we tried it again, so we plugged Disney Plus up from the iPad, went straight back down. They have something on there to where you can't do it to, I guess, like a... and I was telling G about it. She said that they may have something to wear to prevent, like, mass viewings. Mm-hmm. Because there was a school in California that tried to do, like, a movie, like a fundraiser for, like, the kids and the teachers.
And they got
and
sued?
And they tried to sue them. So she said they may have done something after that to prevent those type of things from happening.
I know you ever tried to, like, screenshot, like... screen record like Netflix or streaming service, you can't do it. Certain ones you can't do, like FX and stuff. Because I'll try to do that to like make clips for the promote social media or whatever, and it wouldn't let me do it.
It makes sense, and I guess, but we found it out last night during our movie. Mm-hmm. And so like it was so cute though, and I had my concession stand, I had my dinosaur blue. This is last minute. My concession stand got the candy bars. I ordered the if you ever seen the kid packs at the movie theater. Mm-hmm. Ordered some from Amazon, so everybody got their own kid pack with the popcorn, and we got the cups, the Coca-Cola cups. Damn. With the lemonade dispenser to get that. We got all the candy. We got Snickers. We got regular Hershey's with almonds, M&M's, Twix, Crunch, Reese's cups. What else we had? There's something else that we have, and we got Mr. Goodbar Kit Kats.
And nobody really like fuck with Mr. Goodbars like that.
No. Okay, so I got the mini ones. And then they didn't have them. And you know how they'll sub stuff out at Walmart? They gave me the full-size bars.
Oh.
So I gave, you know, a couple people, like one or two people got them. But, you know, I still got them at the house.
Where, you know, yeah.
And so, you know, I have my little dinosaur bags. I made the dinosaur number 3 cake.
You did all this shit last minute?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I made the cake Friday morning before I went to work.
Think about what you could have did if you had time.
Exactly. Mm. And then while I, like, right before... Because I had some lanyards. I made name tags for my staff because my nieces and nephew came.
Oh, so they was the staff.
Yeah, everybody was staff. Mommy had one. Daddy had one. Hayden, King, Eli had one. Makai had one, too.
Shout out to Eli, just because.
Yeah. And when I was writing his name on his tag, I was like, Brandon will get a kick out of this.
Ah, see.
And so they had their tags on. So at the gate, and Daddy went and bought little lights to go on the gate.
y'all extra as fuck.
I'm trying to, listen, if you're going to do it, do it. And so Eli was at the gate welcoming the people in. I had a table set up. So in lieu of gifts, I asked for coins because she likes coins. So when we were in Nassau, Mike bought us like two little coin purses for a dollar. And so she was like, she was holding it. I said, hold this real quick. She had the purse. She said that was her purse. So she wants the purse now. So I switched and gave her my smaller one. And she had a coin. She had three coins in there. And that was her purse or coins. And she has a jar at the house where she puts coins in. So that's what she likes to do.
So everybody was bringing different coins.
So I told him, I said, you know, bring a coin so that you can, quote unquote, purchase your ticket at the ticket booth.
So a coin like a quarter, that type of coin?
Yeah. So they came. She had a jar up there. And I got tickets. So they put the coin, gave her a coin for her to put in her jar. And she gave them a ticket. And then behind us, my niece was tearing them. And my nephew was taking them in the basket and telling them to, you know, enjoy the movie. Tell them to go to their
seats.
Y'all
really did it up.
Last minute. Like, imagine, like, had I had the time. We would have had uniforms.
Yep.
We would have been ready.
Shout out to y'all.
But it was a good time, though. And the mosquitoes fucking showed up uninvited. I ain't never in all my years living there.
You ain't had a Citronella Jones out there?
No, we had a bug zapper. And they was out there getting cooked.
Damn.
Cooked. One of them was out of damn smoke can. I don't know what got on it.
It was muggy out there.
No, it actually wasn't. It was nice.
Oh, this was last. It was nice last week.
This was last night.
Oh, this was last night.
Mm-hmm. Because we got back on Tuesday. Now I told you I came up with this Wednesday morning, and then like boom, here we are.
Well, at least it didn't rain. None of that.
Right, and invited her little friends. But the mosquitoes though,
they out there.
Yes, that was it. Like I ain't the whole time. I ain't never. Never.
You got eat up.
Toe up. Everybody. Mm. Everybody. But back to the show last week. I listened to the show. It was cute or whatever. But you know what was weird when I was listening to it? It's like when you came in and you was like, this be easy. And then like I normally come in after.
Did you say it?
No, I didn't hear it. And I was like, oh.
felt, you felt it. You felt scared away?
I didn't feel some kind of way, but it was weird.
Oh, okay.
Just because normally that's how it goes. But I like them though.
Word.
They did. They held it down. I'm proud. They made me proud.
Yeah. Well, be on the lookout for them. Just got laid.
Yes.
That's but a play on their name. It ain't got nothing to do with them just not having sex. I don't think. I don't know what they're gonna be talking about.
The subjects that you guys covered, I actually compiled a list.
Oh shit. Okay.
Of things. Reasons why I'm better than you.
Oh yeah,
in
yeah,
particular,
yeah. Brandon. We did talk about that.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Which I'm better than you. Number one, I'm married.
Ooh.
Because y'all talked about people in relationships that are better than the single folks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's number one. Number two, I back into spaces.
Ah, okay. I
absolutely
do
back into spaces.
I do agree with that.
All of the cars.
I agree with the first one too. Because hell, somebody like you. So anyway,
I can parallel park on any day. Anywhere.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Parallel park. I went to school downtown Chucktown.
Some people start sweating when they know they got the parallel park.
No, I got it.
Word.
No problem. My cars have four doors. All of them.
Now wait a damn minute. Now I feel some kind of way.
You should. I'm better than you in particular. These are about you.
No. F two of your doors. All you need is two. One for you and one for your passenger. F two of them doors. Yes. Seal them motherfuckers.
All of the cars have four doors. Okay. So it's it won't be mistaken for my wife's car.
Oh.
Anywhere. I didn't put this one on here, but this is a good honorable mention. My car is black.
My car is white.
And my
all
car,
my car is white.
That's why my car is better than yours.
Yo, I've had like
black.
Eight white cars.
What? White is right?
No, gentrification. I'm black and white. I guess that's a Wale line.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
Whatever.
All your cars black?
My car is
your
black.
Your cars, yeah.
My truck is black. The car is gray. And his truck is brown.
Your car gray?
The car there, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was black. It's a dark gray.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes. I can cook from scratch.
Oh, you ain't saying nothing but a word. I can do that too.
I bake from scratch. It makes me better than you.
I have.
When you can do both.
I have. I mean,
these cupcakes that you mentioned are from scratch.
We'll see.
And remixed.
Motherfuckers better not be dry. If they dry, y'all are here by the next week. I needed milk. I got some almond milk around there at the
get you some almond milk then. They're in boxes. They're not stored properly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat pork.
Girl, you ain't nothing. You lost all of them then. You
it
don't eat no
makes me
damn
better
pork.
Than you.
You need bacon. If I fry some bacon right now, your nose will start twitching.
And I'm going to have to leave because it's going to make me ill.
Oh, you'll get sick?
I probably won't get sick, but I can't stand the smell of it.
Of bacon?
I don't like it.
That would make me better than you then.
That makes you better than me.
Yep.
I think not you peasant. As I talk down to you from my pedestal.
You eat shrimp?
I do eat shrimp.
You eat neck and neck then. You eat them, you eat them damn sea roaches. So I eat my swine. You probably suck the head off a crawfish.
I do
too.
Not.
Oh, you eat crabs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you eat the crab guts?
No.
You just eat crab legs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're not allergic, so that put you two steps ahead of me.
And a few other things that were mentioned that kind of perplexed me.
Like?
And we have one of the ladies is actually here. She stepped out. I would, I didn't know if she would be back in here. Not sure if this was her.
Mm-hmm.
I will never own a dildo as long as I have the husband that I have right now.
When I heard her say that,
I was like, holy shit.
I don't want to hear that.
I was like, that, damn.
I don't want to hear that.
Gina. Shit.
What else? Let's talk. I don't want to talk about
that. We don't want to talk about that?
No. Let's.
I thought that was interesting.
It might be for you, but how did you preface that? With the husband I have right now.
The one that I have right now, I'll never own a dildo. Not even for like fun to try.
So
I mean, we've done that, but it's just like
now you complain. Now you can. You was just complaining about his massages 5 minutes ago.
I wasn't complaining about them. I was saying
they never
end. Can't ask him to give me a massage, and that's the only thing that I get.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
It's just like, so if my shoulder's hurting and I need you to rub my shoulder, and that's all I want you to rub.
Nah, that ain't August. Mm-mm.
It just, but my shoulder's up here. Like, how did you even get down to my ass?
By going south.
From my shoulder.
Yep.
And you're supposed to be
east.
You know what? And I told him I wanted to speak to his management because I felt like, you know, he was being inappropriate.
He got the same management Deshaun Watson got. So you're gonna need about 32 complaints before anything get done. So have at it, sister.
And the one that said that her favorite cereal was King Vitamin.
Poverty.
I was, as soon as she said it, I was like, oh yeah, she know, she come up around whoever had the paper food stamps.
She came from the trenches.
The food stamp bills.
She
the
cooked ones rice.
You go into the store
she
with.
She put pork and beans on top of rice and fried chicken.
People do that.
Yeah, they still do.
What's wrong with that? I haven't had pork and beans in years. Now, when I've had that, that's always been at somebody else's house.
I make pork and beans now, but it'd be like the baked beans, and I put like the beef sausage in it or whatever.
Why you put beef sausage in it? You too good for weenies, beanies and weenies, my nigga.
Well, no, I would put like the beef franks in there too.
Uh-huh.
But I just do the sausage, give it a little.
Yeah, little now see, that's stuff. Something that
I give it more legs and.
I've never had that like cooked. And said, ooh, I want some pork and beans and rice at my house. But I've had it at other people's house and I've eaten.
Throw that shit in the, I
think my baby would like that because she like beans.
Yeah, I don't want no beans on top of my rice like that. I ain't going to Chipotle, so.
Yeah, I didn't know that until, you know, going to somebody else's house. But let me tell you something, that comes straight from the struggle because you can stretch a meal. And
that's
a hearty meal with some rice and beans to fucking give.
That shit thick.
And it'll cost you like $1.57.
Yep.
Cause the pork and beans ain't gonna be but 29 cents a can.
That let you know, and then it be the beans with it. Some people get them beans with that little piece,
that white thing in there.
Yeah.
Oh God, what the fuck is that?
I never used to eat that for a long time.
Oh,
you used to eat.
You eat that shit now?
No, like back in the, I don't buy that kind of them beans.
Oh, you done come up.
No, I've never ate that kind of beans.
Oh, what kind do you eat?
I eat Bushes.
Bushes. Oh wow, name brand beans. So yours don't say pork and beans on. You don't get that little burger can.
I never ate that because of that little fat.
Ah, so you've always had baked beans. You haven't had pork and beans.
But see, my mama didn't cook pork and beans like that. Like my aunts might cook it or whatever, but I wouldn't. I'd be like, nah.
So your mama better than her sisters?
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
My mama got all her teeth. You know what I'm saying? My mama grew up poor. My mama came from the trenches. Now she'll say, she like,
I mean, I get it. Cause you know, like them struggle meals and shit. Like I know all about it because I done had them.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the West End. But my mom was like, she saved her money up to get a toothbrush.
Uh-huh.
So she saved the money up to get a toothbrush. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And so she still got all her teeth. She ain't no bridges or nothing.
Damn.
So shout out to my mom. She knew it was important.
For keeping them pearly whites.
Yep.
That's what she knows.
Shout out to my aunts. You know, they might got a bridge or two here there, but you know.
As soon as she said that about that King Vitamin, that took me back to Geraldine because my grandma used to buy that shit.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they bought theirs from the I, G, or the A, where they got the King Vitamin from.
Probably so.
That shit used to be like 88 cents a box.
For real? Not no more. Well, it ain't out no more. Somebody said.
And you said that they don't make that no more. Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, I Googled it.
Wow, when did they stop making King Vitamin?
I want to say it was like 2014 was the last time or something. I'm about to Google that shit right now.
What has replaced King Vitamin on the list of WIC approved items? Can you get Captain Crunch with that now?
I'm about to pull up a list of WIC approved cereal.
And look at you. And then whoever eats the cereal dry, I need to know if sis eats that in a bowl.
I know
if you pull out a spoon, you out of line. If you eat dry cereal.
Okay,
with
what's
no
on,
milk,
what's
I can
on?
Get with that, but you got to eat that shit straight out the box, or you got to pour it in a cup. Like you can't put it in the bowl and eat it with a spoon.
Pour it in a cup and you pour it in a mop.
Like, yeah, because that's how you do, and you do it with a paper cup so you can throw it away, or you do it with a plastic cup if you're classy and you could be at the house.
Yeah, I'm trying to find this. I thought it was a picture I saw, but somebody said the other day that that cereal was like $8 a box now.
$8? I ain't eat no $8 cereal. The fuck?
Yeah,
what it do? Refill yourself? You get a refill of cereal?
I eat cereal too damn fast for it to be
there. I like cereal, and it don't matter like really too much what kind. The kinds that I like, I'm buying it when it's on sale. I ain't going to pay full price for no fucking box of cereal because they taxing now.
Yeah.
And my baby like Tiger cereal. That's what she called Frosted Flakes.
Oh, she like the real junk.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trying to pull this up.
That was the one thing that we always had, no matter how far down in the trenches we were. My mama wasn't buying like the off-brand cereal.
Oh wow.
I don't know why. I guess because that's what she liked, the cereal too. But my grandma did. My grandma would buy all that shit that come in the bag, and it's just like, ooh, this don't taste right. The Frosted Flakes got a bear on it. The Dollar General sell that one. Them flakes be hard as fuck, but you can put the milk on there for a good hour and it ain't gonna get soggy.
I see Cheerios, I see Chex.
Anything with no sugar.
Yeah, I see Kix.
No sugar. Kix is nasty.
What's that? Special K. Kix, all right.
You like Kix?
Cause it got it got a hint of sugar on it.
No, it got a hint of sweetener.
Yeah, sweetener.
It ain't sugar. That shit is like sucralose.
Oh, I'm sorry. This Indiana. Let's do South Carolina.
Something that ain't no good for you.
Corn. Okay, I see corn flakes, Crispix.
No, I eat Crispy Crispix.
Rice. What is this? What's Crispy, the honey Crispy bunches
rice
of oats?
Is Rice Krispie.
Mini squares.
That's nasty. That's like shredded wheat.
Yeah, but this the cheap brand. Grape Nuts. Alpha Bites.
Do they make Grape Nuts still?
I don't know.
You know Alpha Bites, Alphabet
cereal. Yeah, my bad. God damn. I'm sorry for not being perfect. Since you better than niggas.
Okay. I have a list of reasons why. Please remember.
So Grape Nuts in the commercial, you could warm them up.
Mm-hmm.
And you supposed to eat them like that. So I did that shit one time. That shit was horrible. I wasted my mama money. She was at the store like, "You sure you want this?" I was like, "Yeah, I saw it on the commercial." Mm. I started eating that shit. Nah, she was like, "You gonna eat it all too?
You gonna eat it?"
Yep.
Did you eat it?
Nah, I ate a little bit of it. I ate that one bowl. And one thing I hate more than wasting food is wasting belly space. I don't want to waste none of my belly space on the bullshit, and I wasted all of my belly space on them grape damn nuts. Grape nuts.
Some warm grape nuts.
Warm grape nuts.
You ate warm grape nuts.
Yep. Warm grape. Pause. No pause. No pause.
Hell.
It's Pride Month. It's the end of Pride Month. So fuck it. I'm coming out. I ate grape nuts.
Oh, my God.
Nah.
You watch P-Valley?
I haven't watched the latest one. But I heard it was extra gay.
The one, okay, so I haven't seen this week, so I'm going to watch that tonight. But they pulling dicks out.
They pulling dicks. I just said that in a group chat. They got dicks.
I was like, oh, I text G. I said, they pulling dicks out all season?
Dicks out everywhere. Whole dicks.
I mean, I don't, hey.
They pulling out, whole, not even a tip, the whole entire dick.
I done seen ass and titties on TV for years. I don't mind pulling out some nice dicks. Now, when they start pulling out the toothpick dicks, the weenie dicks,
all dicks matter. What are you talking about?
They don't.
All dicks matter.
They don't. And whoever was married to the dick that didn't matter that had the dildo, sis, she knows that all dicks don't matter.
All dicks do matter.
They don't.
All dicks do matter.
I can tell you. And I'm telling you right now, they don't.
I'm sorry. Damn. So
and you, the dicks that two, don't matter, you can't tell them niggas that they don't, though.
Two,
shit.
That's two episode titles. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to name this All Dicks Matter. A warm grape nuts.
This is the DJ Blaze show. Let us not title that All Dicks Matter. I know it's Pride Month, but no.
All dicks do matter.
They don't.
Shh.
They don't. I'm here to tell you. Keith said it. I didn't say it first. I'm saying it now.
Fellas, don't listen to her. Your dick matters. My dick matters.
To somebody.
All dick matters.
Not to me.
I heard they got real nasty on this latest episode of P-Valley.
They been nasty, but they got real nasty?
Yeah, something Lil Murder did, so you know.
Oh, he probably fucking Uncle Clifford.
Probably fucking somebody else. Because he been writing Uncle Clifford love notes and all
that. Yeah, he ain't fucking nobody else now.
Yeah, he won't even fuck Mercedes.
That ain't what he like.
He like it. He used to like it. Now all of a sudden,
I don't know if he used to like it.
Gave him some bussy.
He probably,
speaking of bussy, they trying to put like that in the dictionary.
They might as well, so people will know what it is.
You don't need to know what bussy is.
Why?
Giving up.
Who was that had that song? That's how I know what it is.
Bussy.
Boy pussy.
I don't know.
It was some years ago. I saw it and I was like, oh.
Giving up that damn Bucci cat.
Okay.
Boy's giving up that damn Bucci, bro. That damn Bucci cat.
You know what? Okay, Bucci. So this is me just in my head because I don't, you know all things gay, pardon me.
Uh-huh.
So the first time that I saw two men having sex missionary style,
what kind of porn? What's in your damn search history, beloved?
This was some years ago. I don't know where I was, but this wasn't no shit that I looked up. I don't know if I was at somebody's house.
You just randomly.
And it came, and I was like, wait, what the?
What's going on here?
Right. What the fuck is this?
He giving it to him.
It might have been a movie, and
but
they
was
were
like,
doing
damn,
that.
Why he got his legs cocked back? So, oh shit.
Were
you traumatized?
I wasn't traumatized, but mine was fucking blown.
So all these years you thought they was doing it like doggy style, and here they come.
Right.
You was enlightened.
Light bulb. Like, holy shit. Like, y'all really? Okay. Okay then. All right. That completely blew my mind. I was like, oh.
I think we should change the subject because I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Pride Month and all that shit, but goddamn now.
How do we get here? You ain't did my soundbite yet, did you?
What? How do we get here?
Every time I ask you about it, you say what?
You got to send it to
you
me.
You got to do it, and then I'm going to put it on one of these buttons I can reach so I can press it. Because you're going to forget, so I can just hit it.
Yeah.
It was a lot, but I feel like I need to watch last week's episode again because Roulette is just out of fucking order.
Which one is that?
That's the one that's tricking in the club.
Hoeing.
Right. You know, rule number four, you hoe you out the door.
I just wish I didn't have to see Wanda's pint-sized titties.
Ain't they little?
Yeah.
That's Roulette, though.
Yeah, she.
They ain't even pint-sized. They bite-sized.
Yeah, she got them. Them the titties I saw when I was 14, like 13 years old, and them middle school titties. She lost a lot of weight to get in shape for that.
And who was that?
Wanda off of Snowfall.
Oh, see, I don't watch Snowfall.
Oh, you don't watch Snowfall? Uh-uh. Yeah, she played a crackhead on Snowfall. But she's a clean crackhead now. She's ex-crackhead.
Okay, yeah. But she's sucking dick at the pink.
She was sucking dick on Snowfall too. Yep.
Okay.
So I mean, Gail Bean, that's a real name. Gail, your first two roles, prominent roles, is you sucking dicks. I think you might be typecasted.
Probably because he told her she had dick sucking lips. Cause he was like, she was like, I'm in here butt ball naked and you want to see my face.
Let me tell you something. Dick sucking lips is any lips that on a dick. You know, size don't. Some ladies say size don't matter. Size don't matter when it comes to lips.
Okay.
Yeah, it look good.
But I guess in your head that makes it's a fantasy. It makes it better. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care though. It can be. It gonna be dark anyway.
It got to be dark.
I'm gonna turn the TV off.
It got to be dark. Okay, so now we done veered off to the right a little bit.
It don't got to be dark, but it's gonna be dark.
Okay. Is it weird if it's not dark?
Nah, I just don't want Jesus seeing me. The Lord, I want the Lord looking down on me. Look at him. He gonna put his mouth in her asshole. Like, I did not make that for that. Look at it. I did not make that for that. Look at him.
Oh Lord. Oh God.
No, nah, it's not.
Oh my God. Anyway. That's too much.
Yeah, it is. You got anything else from the last show before we? I guess we do a couple talks before we get out of here.
No, I ain't got nothing from the last. I think I talked about that. Was just the things that I remembered off the top of my head, and I just wrote them down. I was like, well, let me talk about this a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you did. I guess. Maybe going in the asshole is a safe thing to do for now. Because if you slip up, ain't no plan B's.
Let me tell you something.
What?
You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
My segues?
No, not your segues, but we talked about
Roller's
this
way.
A couple weeks ago about how and why they were doing this.
Oh, about the white people kids.
Yes.
What was the name of that show on Netflix? Our Father. Our Father type shit.
I honestly almost don't have the words because it's so fucking ridiculous. People been aborting babies before y'all had clinics to make money from that. People know how to get rid of fucking babies that they don't want. People also know how not to fucking get pregnant. But what the problem is that these men with these dicks out here, most of them don't know how to control their motherfucking self. Yeah, I honestly, my first reaction was that I can't believe, but then it was only for a millisecond because I can't believe. Because we talked about how it was all of these these dicks that were out here making decisions about a uterus that they don't have.
Is it all dicks or is it some vaginas and they making decisions too?
Oh, these vaginas is right up there behind their white men. Because that's what the fuck they do. They get behind them thinking that they gonna get whatever respect or whatever. Wasn't these hoes just out here marching about the women's rights and the movement and all kind of stuff?
Them ain't the same ones though.
But it's still, I don't understand how. You can't, I don't know. It's so much to unpack in that. To see, where they, it's just outrageous. And the thing is that we know, well, I know, that they did not make it illegal. Like, it's just on the federal level, they put it in the state's hands.
Mm-hmm.
We already know what states are already backed up behind this. Texas, probably number one.
They already.
Florida
they already
is 1.5. South Carolina is coming up at number 2. You know what I mean? Mississippi, Alabama, all of these podunk, hillbilly-ass countries. Not countries.
Towns.
I'm going to say countries. Yeah. Fuck it. This shit, because I always refer to South Carolina as a shithole country that I need to get the fuck out of.
Damn.
And it's just, it's crazy. And then, you know what? I saw somebody post and was just like, you know what? We just need to stop having sex with men. That'll fix
it. Shit me?
You know, that'll fix it. Just go get you a wife and be happy.
Like women get wives?
Yeah. It was like, you just go get you a wife and be happy.
Mm, whatever. Y'all clapping. Y'all know
but it's
y'all
just,
ain't with
I don't understand, like, why is it that us having autonomy over our body is such a problem when y'all want everybody to be able to own a gun? It's going to be so many dead women and babies behind this. It's outrageous. Because because they still going to do it. And they just going to do it, I guess, quote unquote, illegally. They're going to do it unsafely. They're going to find themselves in a situation where they damn near, you know, kill themselves if they're not offering themselves intentionally. Because they don't want the babies. But what I can tell you is, because a lot of people were making it like a minority like issue. It's not us in the clinics.
Yeah, they don't even care.
It is not us.
This shit don't got nothing to do. Because really, if it really did have something to do with black people or whatever, or minorities. I don't even like saying minorities, black people.
Yeah, because we are of the global majority now.
Yeah, but even that, like minorities be bringing in other people that don't really fuck with us. But black people, like, they would just have abortion clinics all over the place in the hood.
Right, just like they got a liquor store in the Dollar General,
yeah,
they'll have it the way you can go pick that shit up in the drive-thru.
It don't got nothing to do with black people.
That would say, it's not about us. It's about them trying to preserve their whiteness.
Really, like, they should take note, like, of how they did the shit. Like, people on one side, they just, like, did the moves. They ain't really made a lot of fuss over time, and over time the shit got changed. But, like, on the other side, they'll make fuss about dumb shit and then wonder why shit don't happen. Like, somebody brought up Hillary Clinton. Like, she said, like, Donald Trump gonna appoint. She made a tweet, like, Donald Trump may have the power to appoint 3 Supreme Court justices or whatever,
mm-hmm.
back in 2015, right? But people on the that was supposed to be on her side supporting her, they was worrying about that she said she liked hot sauce. Like, they asked on the Breakfast Club what she liked in her bag, and she said, I keep hot sauce in my bag. Like, she was pandering to black people because black people allegedly like hot sauce. But she really said it, like, in the 90s, they asked her, like, what she got in her bag, and she said hot sauce. Like, so she really did like it, but because people thought she was being low-key racist, people was like, I ain't vote for her and all kind of shit like that.
Because she put hot sauce. Where's she from? Texas?
I think she from, is she from Arkansas? Where Bill Clinton from?
Are they from the same place?
I don't know. I think she from the South.
I'm definitely from the South.
But white people like hot sauce.
Exactly. But that's what salt, pepper, hot sauce. That's all the seasoning they gonna have at the house.
But that type of goofy shit is the reason why a lot of like people didn't win their elections, and the reason why a lot of people, like, on the Democrat side didn't have the power to do whatever. And like a lot of the people, like, that's on the other side, a lot of the stuff they be voting for, they don't even be believing that shit. They just stay with the team.
Right.
And
that's the thing. And then you got a lot of these old people that come from the old school that aren't dying, that are still held in these positions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're holding on to the beliefs that they had 60 years ago because that's how long they've had their seat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those things, they don't get replaced until they fucking die.
But even so, like, even those old people, if the majority of their side said, well, we want this, we want that or whatever, they'll go with that just because that's what the team say.
Tim McConnell. Lindsey Graham, they go ride their beliefs straight to hell.
What's my man, the guy, he's a Democrat, but he always vote against what the Democrat. I think he's from West Virginia.
I don't know.
what's my man name? Is it? No, it ain't Mitch McConnell. What's that guy's
Mitch
name?
Mitch McConnell. That's, I said Tim McConnell, but fuck Tim Scott, Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, he a Republican, right?
He is a gooseneck hillbilly.
It's one guy that he's a Democrat, but he never vote with the Democrats on like Senate shit or congressional
know.
Shit or whatever.
I have no idea.
Like, he always go against the grain, and he like one of the reasons why a lot of shit don't get done that this administration.
I'm trying to tell you, when I move, it could be across the big border.
Where?
I ain't talking about Mexico? No South Carolina. I'm going somewhere. Would the cartel have me?
Probably. You like,
that's what I'm saying. Am I, you know, I'll go get in the sun, I get a little orange.
Nah, you still be like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, but you think they'll take
put
me?
Put you to work.
I can't work in the field, though.
You want to be a comfort gal?
No.
Oh, it might make you a comfort gal.
Yeah, I can't. The comfort gal, that was on the coming across the seas. No, thank you.
Uh-oh.
I can't do that. But
well, you can cook.
When we're in Nassau, Mike was looking. He told me I can see. He told me I can move here. He told me I'll come get me a job at one of these hotels. Say less. Say less.
And make $2 an hour?
You are giving me permission to try to figure out how we can get some different citizenship.
I mean, all that is cool and all, going to another country, but I put the United States Wi-Fi up against anybody's Wi-Fi.
I ain't care nothing about no Wi-Fi.
I do.
I know how to play outside.
Nah, I need that good Wi-Fi, cuz
I'm okay with being outside.
America got the best Wi-Fi out here.
Even like over like China.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the best Wi-Fi.
Okay, well, I've never been there, so I don't know. I hardwire so. In. Because
China, they sometimes be shutting shit down. So you P-Valley, all them shows, you know what I'm saying? You won't be seeing that over there.
Damn, I have to catch up on it, though. See, but it's not mandatory for me. It's okay. And yeah. I'm legit scared to go, like, to any country in Africa that I want to see, because I feel like I'm not coming back.
Oh, like you won't
come back? I feel like that's it.
Mm.
It just whatever I done packed in my suitcase, you just like, so I'll get somebody to go to my house and send whatever, and I'll get it in a couple months, and then that's it.
It depends on the air conditioner situation, too. Because, like, you know, Jamaica, they have air conditioner over there. But you know how, like, an air conditioner, it'd be like, you need a little bit more Freon in it or something. Yeah. That's how it was over there. Like, it wasn't hitting. Like, you know, it's on full blast, mm-hmm. but it don't hit like that. American air conditioners hit something different over here. So.
But you know, a lot of things here are that we're accustomed to don't happen in other countries, and if you don't look up or research, you know, you go get there and be looking crazy as shit.
Like what?
Like, oh, just like you said about the air conditioner. Some mm-hmm. places you go, you have to make sure you request that, because that's not something that's common. Yeah.
Even that's some places in America too. It was maybe like Seattle or someplace up in the Pacific Northwest over like the last couple of years. It was like a bad heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like, we was like, why the fuck y'all don't just turn the AC on? It was like, we don't need AC like that, because it don't really get that hot. And it was right. Getting like 100 and people was dying and shit. So
yeah,
even here is like that too. So yeah, you gotta request
certain
that
stuff
shit.
Like that. And then toilets, depending on where you go,
that's another thing.
You gotta look that up situation. Because you know, like some, like where they squat, they don't have that the seat like we have, like the toilet bowl.
Oh, they just stand up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't stand, you squat.
Squat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my feet and ain't nothing on my rump. I'm standing. I don't give a damn. You can call it what you want to.
But you know, they have a lot of like in Asian countries, they have stuff like that.
Well, you have squat. They mm-hmm. say it's supposed to
and you have to like places you have to pay to use the toilet, and mm-hmm. then you have to pay for like toilet tissue, because that's not a common thing either.
Yes, it ain't with that. See, I need to sit down, because I won't know when I'm done until my legs start. So my legs fall asleep. So I need to sit down. I don't want to squat.
And that's crazy, because so at my house, we have, I don't even know how this happened, but we got two different toilets mm-hmm. in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So the one that's in our bedroom is higher than the one that's in the guest bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so like when I go in our bathroom, like I don't even have to sit there too long, you know, just like, all right, my toes tingling.
Uh-huh.
And so I have to go to the other one if I need to have me a moment.
Now you got to get up slow.
Right.
With them feet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I done told Mike to get me a squatty potty to go in there. Mm. I'm going to buy one.
Just get a stool and put it down there.
That'll be fine too, but I just want one because it wrap around the toilet.
Oh, they wrap around the toilet?
That squatty potty. It's fitted to go under the...
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Word. So I guess...
That's why I need my sound bite. How do we get here?
Yeah. I tell you, you got to send it to me so I can remember. I guess, well, I think you said like 27 states. You still can get abortions in 27 states or something like that.
I know North Carolina's one.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because the governor issued a statement.
Well, shout out to, well, shit, a lot of people going to be taking that from here, that 2 hours.
Yeah, still. Because I don't know of any abortion clinics in South Carolina.
Wasn't it like $600 to get an abortion?
I don't know.
I ain't never had one.
I think it depends on what stage you're in. Okay, so you know, like different part. Like when you mad early, like you can do the pill.
Uh-huh.
And then like when you up to like 20 plus weeks, they have to, you, okay, so you take the pill, like they, it's an overnight thing.
Because
you literally have to give birth.
Oh.
So you take the pill, I think the night before, to like soften like the cervix or whatever. And then you come back and they put they might put that in when they do that. I don't know. They think they put something in there to start the dilation.
Oh.
And then, because they have to open the cervix up to go in there and get the baby out.
Damn. So that shit with that propaganda they had with that sucking the baby out, that's what's true?
Well, that's what, it's all DNC. That's what they do.
Oh, wow.
But see, so you
what
go.
What about you ever seen the video where they had going around where they like cutting up the little baby pieces and then they pull it out? Is that true?
It depends on how you have to get it out.
Really?
I think. I don't know. But yeah, okay, so.
That, we got to make America great again.
So from South Carolina, I think 20 weeks from what somebody said, but I think it has to be a medical thing. North Carolina, I think it's 24. Georgia, I think it's 26.
Mm. I didn't know they was chopping babies up.
Okay, so, I mean, me neither. Okay, so, but if I find out that I'm pregnant at 24 weeks, because that happens to people, and it's just like, whoa, killer, because I'm out here living my fucking best life.
You
and,
said killer.
And I ain't trying to have no baby.
Have no baby.
And then I can't get in the clinic for another, you know, week or two because they, you know, ain't got no appointments. Then that's what I'm going to do.
So how many weeks is the baby?
40 weeks for total gestation for a full term. Well, they consider full term at
is there a term
38.
Is there a term that's too far? Like, nah, just go ahead and have it in your personal mind.
No.
So if the baby is 39 weeks and you don't want it,
I mean, if you're at 39 weeks, it's that's it. Like if they go in there to do that, to give the baby's gonna come out breathing, living, breathing.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, is there a point in your mind like it's too, like they should be a cutoff time?
A cutoff time to abort the baby?
Yeah. Like, no, you waited too late.
Okay, so I think, this is my personal opinion, like, if they deliver the baby and the baby survives on its own.
Also, when they do, some of them, they deliver it. That what you mean? Some of the abortion types, they abort the baby. I mean, they deliver the baby.
Dude, that's what they're doing. That's what you're doing when you're dilating the cervix so the baby can come out.
So a baby, 40 weeks.
That's definitely full term.
Full term. But you say some of them go 24 or 26.
24 in North Carolina is the limit. 26 was in Georgia. So at 24 weeks, you have what they call a viable fetus. So that's why and I know these things because I was out in these social work streets. Mm-hmm. So if you smoke weed every day because that's the shit that you do, your doctor ain't gonna say shit to you until you 24 weeks. They might tell you, hey, you know, because they know, because you got to take the piss test every time you go in there. They're getting blood work. They know you getting high.
Oh, okay.
They know exactly what the fuck it is that you were doing. And they'll tell you, hey, all right, we know you might want to stop doing this. They can't report you until 24 weeks.
I got a question.
And they fucking will.
So at 24 weeks, the baby almost over halfway done.
Right.
Right. What in life?
That's what they consider to be a viable fetus at 24
what
weeks.
What in life that you get halfway through it? Over halfway through it and you quit it. Like, if I'm cooking grits and halfway through the grits cooking process,
if I don't want the grits no more, then the grits going in the trash.
Maybe that's my problem.
You don't like throwaway food?
I don't like throwing away nothing. Like I'm halfway done making up my bed or whatever, and I'm like, well, shit, I'm running out of time, but I'm gonna just have to be late because I'm halfway through doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to go ahead and just, you
well, the issue with that is that parenting shouldn't be done halfway. Shouldn't be done.
I mean,
even though we know that people do it the very fucking minimal.
That was a great comeback answer right there.
Yeah.
That was a good answer. I like that.
What?
That parenting shouldn't be done halfway.
It shouldn't.
Just be there. All you got to do is give a motherfucker a little food.
Not even food. You give them your
and
time.
And the TV.
That's the thing. They want you to be there, huh?
You ever seen Cable Guy? Get raised by the television.
That's a problem. For a lot of children that have to go to these institutions that people call schools here.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, I am.
Well.
So, yeah, I think that that's my perk. But I'm always pro-choice. Whatever I fucking say goes with my body.
What do you propose people do to protest?
I don't know.
Not have sex with men?
I'm going to have sex with my man.
Oh,
well, I know her not to get pregnant.
I know how not to get somebody pregnant.
That, okay, exactly. Stop going out here trying to take some pussy that ain't yours.
Yeah, that too.
And so, you know, like, and people are worried about, like, what about women that are assaulted and raped and now they're forced to have their, you know, their rapist baby. And I think.
What were you wearing?
They do shit like that. What did you have on?
You have on.
You know, were you drinking? Were you getting high? If I was drinking and getting high with whomever I'm with, and when he tried to have sex with me and I said no, that's what the fuck I meant. Yep. No.
I mean, well, to me, though.
You can be snorting cocaine off my pussy. Wow. You try to put your dick in there and I tell you no, that's what I mean.
Well, I mean, why were you trying to be on the Cosby Show anyway? Like, you didn't.
Get me off this goddamn show.
You know.
You know what I mean? Like, it goes to the same thing with these guys. You know what I mean? Like, because let's be real. Like, these women are predators too.
Yeah, I've been sexually assaulted before.
So, you know, and you know firsthand that happens.
I do.
And when you say no, this the fuck you mean?
Oh, I was knocked out though, so I didn't get a chance to say no.
Okay, well, you know, well then, well, yeah.
My body, my choice.
Especially, you know, in situations like that when they do things. So it's just, you know, that's what it is. No.
Yeah.
And then what if that happened to you and this lady got pregnant?
I would have raised the baby myself. And it would have been my trauma baby. And we would have lived without her because she's a rapist.
But that isn't your choice with her body. Even though she took advantage of you, you are not the one to get pregnant.
Stole my sperm.
Yep.
So I would want to say so, and we would have to go to the Supreme Court.
They would hear you.
It would be Pearson versus whatever her last name is, because I don't want to say it to besmirch her name.
I remember, fuck her.
I did. Sleep.
She fucked you.
Yeah, she did. To completion.
What I was about to say. I think I remember vaguely there was a case. I can't stand him. There was a case where a guy, he raped a woman. You know, of course, they didn't let her abort the baby.
Uh-huh.
And he was in jail for this rape. And I think they made her have the baby and gave him parental rights to the kid.
That sounds familiar. I can't remember where I saw it.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember that. And it was just,
Season 14, Law and Order.
It SVU. Was wild.
Oh, no, that wasn't SVU, my bad.
And I was just like, real. What the fuck?
I did have a guy in, I had a class with in college, and he was like, his favorite teacher was the product of that. So that's why he was like kind of against it. But this, you know, I was in college a while ago, and he brought that up. But I don't know what's going to happen. I saw somebody's, like, it was a politician or whatever. And they were like, yeah, we got that overturned now. Let's see about the, what's the Brown versus the Board of Education? And then there was another one, too.
And he was like, let's get somebody said, they was like, y'all see this? They was like, gay marriage is next.
Yeah, gay marriage. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Because they could have got letters come out and they gang up.
They could have got gay marriage out the paint before they got this out the paint.
But they ain't worrying about getting this out the paint. Let's go with what's more important here. And then now we can go get over here with them. Because the gays and the lesbians, they can't reproduce with one another. They going to have to go. You know what I mean?
I think they're going to get rid of Brown versus Board Education.
I think that this is a shithole country.
All right.
This is like fourth world shit going on here.
I ain't gonna say that because there's some places that are way worse than this.
Yeah, you sound like the other people. Like, well, I'd rather be, you know, here.
I mean, it could be better.
I'm not saying.
But
it just,
I've seen the list of gas prices in other countries. And how much it costs to fill up your Tahoe?
I don't even know right now.
Add about $4 more a gallon to that I've seen.
It's fine. And because again, what am I gonna do? Not get it if I need it?
If you can't afford it, if it's either that or get King Vitamin cereal.
And where, you know what I mean? It's just like, where am I really going?
Now you need medical expenses to repair the roof of your mouth.
And the places that probably got gas that fucking high probably got free healthcare.
Damn, you're right.
And they probably pay like wages where people can make a sustainable living. Because they can afford to buy the gas.
Maybe we are a shithole country.
Like, you comparing the one thing, it's just like, all right, well, let's go around, you know, everything else. They probably got free public education. You can go to college.
Oh, you mean like free college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
They probably got healthier food.
I got free college.
How you got free college?
Hold up, let me find
out. Oh, you talking about that list?
Yep.
Virginia College was on there.
You went to Virginia College?
I didn't, but you know that was right here in our very own city.
Oh, yeah, we did have one. One of the colleges I went to was on that list.
I was looking for the College of Charleston and Limestone so hard. I looked at that list 3 fucking times.
Limestone a real college, though, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that university status now? I gained that a couple years ago.
Shit, my college was a university status when I went there, but they on that list.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was, like, literally Limestone College, but now it's Limestone University. And so College of Charleston is a university, actually, but they didn't change the name of it because of the University of Charleston that's in Virginia. And since it's always been College of Charleston and it's the first school here, the first college here in South Carolina, they kept the name, even when it got university status. So what they do is that the graduate school, they call that the university.
Yeah, well,
just a little side piece for information that you didn't give a fuck about.
I mean, y'all should give a fuck about it. Oh, you mean the College of Charleston?
I mean, just period. There's nobody need to fucking know that. I know that because that's my alma mater.
Hey, I do that shit too, though. But yeah, shout out to your alma mater because you went to a real college. Me, I went to a fake school online. I was proud too. Like, I got my degree, bitch. You know the fuck you don't? They look at that shit on the resume like University of who? Let's see your job history, nigga. That's why I drive trucks. I can't get in the office. Nah, business administration here? Nope. Oh. You ain't administering nothing over my business, goddamn. You take your ass back to the blue collar, boy.
Oh, God. I want to learn how to
go
drive
carry
trucks.
Some heavy shit. Huh?
I want to learn how to drive trucks. I got the book at the house trying to get my permit. I had it for a couple years now.
Look online. It's a website you can go to take the practice test. Just do that.
I don't really want to like get a job doing it. I just want to know how to drive the truck. Cause in my head,
you know how to drive a car?
Yeah.
You know how to drive a goddamn truck. Gas and the brake. That's it.
Oh well.
They got automatics out there.
Well, I know they got them now, but still I need to know about pressure and what air brakes and all kind of stuff and the weight and how fast I can go and how close I can get to these cars and shit.
If you say you don't want to drive, you don't need to know that shit.
I'm just saying, like, I might get in a situation. You know, I watch too much TV and like The Walking Dead? I don't know. Something might happen. My car break down. If I got to steal a truck because that's the only thing that's right here. And it's an 89 and it's a stick shift.
Let me tell you something.
And
if you got to steal a diesel truck, the air pressure is the least of your fucking worries. I got to know how the following distance.
I just got to kill everybody.
Just drive. Just, if shit get a little rocky, just press the brake. That's what I told myself in school. I was like, well, shit, fuck it.
Oh, God.
If I get scared, I'm going to just slow down and stop. So that's all. Just the brake in the same place gas in the same place. That's all you need. Yeah, so if y'all went to damn Millamont College.
Oh, yeah.
You get that shit taken off.
You went to Millamont?
Nah, I ain't telling you what school I went to. What fake school I owe $30,000 still.
They was down there with Miller Tech down there in Georgetown, didn't
they? Yeah, they was all over. But yeah. We've been talking for a little while. You got a same old?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hold up. Let me see something real quick.
I'm looking to take a week off and you ain't even got my music ready.
Ah, you hush your mouth.
You know what I mean?
I got it. There you go, right there.
Jeez.
Yeah. Hurry up, pull that thing up.
All right, well, June 26, 2020, this was 2 years ago. Ironically, around the same time here, because, you know, it's following my baby's birthday. So mm-hmm. It goes me. Leaves clothes in the dryer for a week.
Ooh.
Also me. Unpacks everything immediately after vacation. There is no in between.
That is ass backwards.
It is what it is. And it really is that way. Like, as soon as we got back, we spray the bags down and everything before we bring it in the house. Unpacked, immediately. I unpack everything. I washed. I threw clothes in the washing machine. I had loads of laundry done. Unpack my bag.
Hold up. You said just leave the clothes in the dryer.
Leave the clothes in the dryer for a week. Like if I'm doing laundry during the regular time.
Okay, but that ain't as backwards because I do that too. But when you said that, I was just thinking like you put them in there and didn't push the button.
No, just put them in, dry them, and leave them there.
I done that before. I came back. My shit was stank.
No, you ain't dried it all the way.
Fuck going? No, I didn't push the button. I just closed the door. Like, bro, what the fuck? Yeah, I needed them. Them are good draws.
No, I just, there is no in-between. It's going to happen that way. The clothes are going to stay until somebody else does laundry, or I'm going to unpack everything as soon as I get here. And that's just that.
Or, well, I got to, well, thank you for that same old key.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the same weekend, so you know you was doing the same type of shit. I got my favorite segment, Scam of the Week. And I got a scammer that's close to here. Damn, I done hit myself in the face with a mic. This happened in...
Smack yourself in the face with the mic?
Pause. a woman who worked at a Hartsville Taco Bell allegedly allegedly took photos of customers' credit cards and then used the numbers to purchase items for herself, according to police documents.
That was here. I saw that.
Yep. Police said that... Laquanda Hawkins, guess the race, was so brazen and slick about it that she even does it while the manager is right behind her stocking shelves.
Wait a minute. This was at Cookout?
No, this was Taco Bell.
Oh.
Yeah. The Taco Bell located on South Fifth Street is the same location as where another employee was accused of helping rob the business at gunpoint in January. Mm. Police were called to the Taco Bell about the credit card fraud on June 6th, according to a report. A victim said they were on their way to the beach when they received an alert that someone tried to use their credit card at a Pizza Hut in Hartsville.
Laquanda, now you know good and motherfucking well.
Yep. A copy of transactions the victim gave police revealed that online purchases were made both in Hartsville and online.
See, I hate a thief like any fucking way, but y'all don't even know how to steal right. You go steal the card while you working at Taco Bell and go get some pizza on your lunch break, bitch.
Oh, shit. So, so another report dated June 10th included purchases at the same Taco Bell. So, they bought.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You going.
Along with $636 in Bird scooter rentals and at Advance Auto. I know the person that owned them Bird scooters that they rented. 4 days later, another victim told police that she went through the Taco Bell drive-thru on her way to Tennessee. And found out there were Facebook pay payments sent from her credit card. Video from May 29th showed Hawkins taking photos of credit cards with her phone before returning them to drive-through customers. Hawkins reportedly admitted to taking pictures of the cards and using them, stated that she owed bills. Bitch, you ain't owe no bills at no motherfucking Pizza Hut.
Right.
She also said she bought shoes and another phone online, according to the incident report. She denied shopping at other locations. She offered to return the items that she had fraudulently brought.
Laquanda looked like she bought 39-ish. Bitch, you know fucking better. Yeah. She looked like she got grandkids. I'm on this say Wednesday's blessings. And you out here fucking stealing, talking about the
wide
Lord on your
nose
Facebook.
Having,
girl, go to hell.
Breathing all the white man's air.
And that's her right there. This is her Facebook page right here.
That's her? No, that's Laquanda, girl.
Oh, I got the wrong person.
You done talk shit about the wrong person.
Fuck her. She still, and it's looking at, they Laquanda. Look like they're related. They look like they're related.
She was from Hartsville?
I don't even
they
know.
They probably is. They're probably the mama.
When I saw we had, you know, it might be. That sound right.
Laquanda and Laquanda. Niggas.
That her daughter.
Yeah, her daughter. Her daughter. Mom. Laquanda is ashamed
they
of Laquanda.
They look alike. They look alike.
Yeah, they do. Laquanda.
And when I pulled it up, because see, look what I searched up here at the top. And that's what it pulled up. So Laquanda must be got her Facebook closed, but her mama still active.
There's a Quanda. What the fuck? All them motherfuckers can. All them motherfuckers can.
Right there in Hartsville.
Oh no, hold up. Laquanda. That's her. Quanda.
No, that's what I searched and what came up was Laquanda.
No, the second name.
Oh, the second name. That was her?
Yeah, I think that's her because it's spelled the same way.
Gotcha.
Without the L-A.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so... that's our scam of the week. I be looking at the motherfuckers too. They be taking my. I was at Wendy's last time, a couple weeks ago, and that lady was taking a little bit too long with my damn car. Mm-hmm. I turned my shit off.
And you know, that's something that I've started doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I do it with my Cash App card. Because, you know, the man put me onto Cash App. I ain't, you know,
man,
some years ago.
It's four Cash App cards out there floating around for me because I order them motherfuckers, they'll never come.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So.
Yeah, but that's what he, when we go on vacation, that's what he'll use. He'll put money on there and use his Cash App card. And I was like, well.
Oh, so nobody can hack y'all real shit?
I guess, but you know, you still associate your bank account through it. And I was like, people that know how to steal know how to fucking steal. So I'd rather deal with customer service at Navy Federal than have to go through damn Cash App because you can't even call them hoes.
Yeah, it ain't nobody. My mama called me talking about, somebody got in my Cash App. I had to call and talk to her. I said, Ma, there is no Cash App.
There's no line.
Customer service. She's like, it is Cash App customer service. I said, Ma, there is no. She's like, oh, you know what? You're right. That was PayPal.
Yep. And I don't fuck with PayPal neither because I got hacked twice through now.
For real?
Yep.
Damn.
Lucretia, bum ass in Louisiana, and somebody in New York.
Shout out to Lucretia.
And then I think there was a Susie.
It was two of the most ghetto names we had on here today.
Susie got my ass
Laquanda
at Best Buy here in Florence. She almost got me because they called Best Buy fraud, called my phone.
Susie?
Somebody named Susie. Susan
Gucci,
or something like that.
Gucci thinks
she from Florence too, because I looked her ass up.
Gucci thinks she love
him. Well, Gucci ain't sent her no loving, not a fucking dime, because she out here stealing, trying to buy an iPad.
I mean, that's a good come up right there.
Yeah, but see, I would not have known had Best Buy not called my phone, because see, like, you know, it tracks your footprints, and because she did it here in Florence, it wouldn't have seemed odd to my bank because I live here.
Yeah.
So they called and was like, hey, you know, to confirm or whatever. I said, what? And I said, no, I called the police and everything.
Did she get locked up?
She did, but not for my stuff. I think they got her maybe like a week later for...
She was colored?
No, of course not. She was a white woman.
White.
Yeah, they got her for somebody else, and I posted her mugshot. And I was like, yeah, they finally got your ass, bitch. Mm-hmm. But and she did it for a pickup. You know, you can purchase and pick it up.
Oh, you just sit in the car?
Yeah, so you can go get it.
But no, you know they used to have it where you could just drive up and they'll bring it out to the car like
that. Oh, yeah, she wasn't getting shit. That ain't goddamn.
Oh, word. Well, y'all scammers out there, I want to catch somebody scamming so I can whoop their motherfucking ass.
I wanted to go to the mall. I was at my friend's house and I was like, I should go up there. Because I know they probably alerted her that, you know, it been canceled or whatever. And see, that's another thing. I couldn't figure that out. Like, if she had my card information and my stuff, like, how or why would you put my information in for them to call me?
Unless she did it online some kind of way. And do the pickup.
Yeah, I guess.
And I don't know.
You see what I mean? Like, because they contacted me about it.
Best Buy did, not your bank.
Right.
That's crazy. But how would she get your contact? That's crazy.
So I don't know if it was because, I don't know if I had a Best Buy online account at the time. I don't think I've ever ordered shit from Best Buy. Like, I've shopped there, like, years ago, but I don't think I had an online account with them.
I have shopped there before, and sometimes you have to put your phone number in.
So I haven't done it. When I did it, I would go to the store to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
Maybe that's it.
Saying they got
but bitch ain't smart enough to put her own motherfucking phone number in there.
Well.
You gave them your name and my information.
I might be linked to your car, like, you know what I'm saying.
And that could be it, too. That's one thing I don't know if I like or dislike about Square. Because if they swipe my card, it automatically knows to send an email to my email.
I want
to
say Cash App made by Square.
They do, is it them or is it like Pyramid?
I think it's Square.
Zelle does like the one that's a pyramid.
Yeah.
Start with a P. But yeah.
Anyway, y'all. I guess that's it for us today. I had some other shit to talk about, but we had to get the recap on Key's trip. And I had to get her to tell about the birthday party so I could talk about my cupcakes that I'm going to devour. Yeah. It's breakfast. I'm doing good because I'm in the that window.
What window?
You know, like the when you're doing like, what you call that kind of fasting? Intermittent fasting?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You in that window?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that window, so I'm to the good. So
uh-huh.
Yeah, I ain't never waiting this long again to eat goddamn, but I'm hungry as hell now. Just
what?
Ain't so much shit to do. But Key,
yeah,
let everybody know where they can find you.
Boss Lady 819 on Instagram, and I am Kilolo on the TikTok, KELOLEAUX. And
chill.
I got some footage on there from our trip if you want to go see what we did.
Y'all know damn well y'all want to see it too. I saw y'all footage when y'all was at Pompano Beach or whatever that beach, the private beach, what it called.
Perfect Day.
Or Perfect Day Beach. Yeah. Preacher underscore BP on social media. You can find the show on Instagram and Twitter, DJ Blaze Show, and on Facebook. Like the page, DJ Blaze Radio Show.
Just realized I ain't got my goddamn ring on.
Uh-oh. She out here in these streets.
No, I took it off when we was on vacation.
You trying to see if you still had it,
Martin? You know, we don't take it. And then I forgot to put it. And I did like this, like, because normally I have to spin it back around. Uh-huh. And it's like, I still ain't put that shit on.
I'm trying to see if she had it. Well, your boy Be Easy.
And this is Key.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.